And what does that tell me, or what do I want to communicate? Well, we're going in the direction that which we've talked about since doing these interviews, bringing on the carbon ore. And we do mention that in the financials, where we're up to getting pretty close to 100 tons a day, or we say 100 tons a day, and processing that successfully. Whenever you're bringing something new on in manufacturing, as that's what I refer to in gold and silver, it takes time. It takes time to get that, system, that process working. And so this is tangible evidence that we're going in that direction, reported in the financials. So that it makes me happy, of course, knowing that we're advancing closer to our goals. And things at the mine, I was just at the mine, things are going very well. Construction's going, the plant changes are still ongoing, pumps, etc. But that's all in the right direction.
Good day, everybody. It's me, Steve Yang here, Natural Resource Stocks, where I have with me today Robert Eadie, CEO of Starcore. How are you, Robert?
I'm good, Steve. Thanks very much for having us back again.
Absolutely. Robert, if you can give us an update on Starcore, we've been spending a lot of time on the direction of Starcore and, the focus being San Martin and La Tortilla, and you just closed out Q4. You released your year-end results, and love to see if you can give us an update for those who haven't had a chance to go through the numbers yet.
Absolutely. Yeah, we closed out the year end. Our year end is April 30th. And so then we do audited financials, and so they get reported around this time, like many others. And so what's important, as I was thinking about financials and people reading them, is IFRS and how financials now changed. They said for the better, but I don't know it's necessarily for the better. So a big corporation and a little corporation, they report the same. So when you break down the financials for Starcore, what's important is what we earn from mining operations. And then in there, you'll see in this year, even though we've been investing a lot of money back into the mine, into the plant, as we've been discussing, we had a 8 cent per share earning, which was a considerable upgrade from last year. And what does that tell me, or what do I want to communicate? Well, we're going in the direction that which we've talked about since doing these interviews, bringing on the carbon ore. And we do mention that in the financials, where we're up to getting pretty close to 100 tons a day, or we say 100 tons a day, and processing that successfully. Whenever you're bringing something new on in manufacturing, as that's what I refer to in gold and silver, it takes time. It takes time to get that, system, that process working. And so this is tangible evidence that we're going in that direction, reported in the financials. So that it makes me happy, of course, knowing that we're advancing closer to our goals. And things at the mine, I was just at the mine, things are going very well. Construction's going, the plant changes are still ongoing, pumps, etc. But that's all in the right direction. And we're reprocessing information from our geophysical study, and those results should be out shortly as well. And that will give us some tar exploration targets, which are separate than our production targets. All the production is underground. Exploration would be above ground down into target zones, which we've identified through the process of science. So in this mine, there's a fair amount of overburden. Overburden is non-ore-bearing rock. And so there's a fair amount. So without geophysical surveys, this type of activity and drilling, you really don't know what's going on down below. So that's what we're going to find out in the fall. As I've spoken about, say around the middle of September is our target date to get going. Like everybody and everything in life, it's our target date. Maybe it might be early, maybe it might be later, but that's what we're hopeful for, or that's where our aim is for, is September the 15th.
Robert, having gone, having seen the results for the year-end numbers, is there a different approach, or is there something you've learned where you, or more of an emphasis? I know that you talked about numbers have been improving, going in the right direction, but is there something that you took away from that in terms of focusing more or prioritizing more on one thing over another? And you also mentioned the whole exploration and production side. If you want to expound on if one takes precedence over the other, if that's not the right way to think about it.
Did I learn something? I learned to maybe when looking at the financials is to really be able to explain in an interview like this that you look at the numbers that are from mining operations. That's where you're earning your money. And then there's a number of other adjustments that are made according to IFRS. And then there's what we spend on the plant and the upgrades. And so the money is being spent on the plant and the upgrades, and as it will with La Tortilla, the money will get spent there. So right now we're in a mode of reinvestment, is complete reinvestment into the plant, into exploration, and soon into La Tortilla. Now, when we started with XOR, we started with this geophysical survey for exploration. The property is a large property which we own 100%. It's called San Martin, which is 10 by 13 kilometers. So I guess that's like 7.2 or 7.3 miles by, say, 11 and a half miles. So, and we don't really know a lot what's going on in the property. So we decided the best way to approach it is to do a helicopter airborne geophysical survey. And then they run lines back and forth, in this case, east to west on a map view. And they do the entire property. And from that, they shoot electricity into the ground, and they use magnifiers on the ground to magnify the signal. And then that you get a response from that, as you get resistivity, conductivity. And from that, the scientists sit down and then they decide, where are your best targets to go and drill. And then you go test the theory of the scientists with a little bit of drilling to see if what that they're seeing through their science is coming through. So that's about the stage. But many people don't look at StarCore and give it any credit for exploration, because we're a junior production company as well. And so that's where we, I would say, we lose a little bit of valuation when I look at exploration companies and some of the value they get. And I think, well, that's very generous, because even if it becomes, at the end of the day, in 3 or 4 years or 5 years, it gets the stamp of approval to be a mine, you're still looking at, in total, say 7, 8 years out, and where we're cash flowing now, plus the exploration. So if we find something within the property, or when we do, we ship it to the mill. And that brings in La Tortilla. La Tortilla is a historical silver mine about 2 hours away of driving. And what our plan is to do there is to harvest the ore, rocks, ship it to San Martin, and process it there. So La Tortilla, where are we at? Because we've been talking about permitting. So we have our social permit, the permit from the community to move ahead with that. And that gets attached to your application to the government for your environmental. Now, for us, since we're not building a mine there, it's going very well. So they are looking at our history, our track record at San Martin, what our licensing is there, and what our plan is at La Tortilla. So the plan is to ship ore over. So we can do all that with current infrastructure. We've been upgrading the infrastructure, and that's we've been working on that since about November, and it should be done by, say, September, October. And that'll be all of our improvements necessary for the three revenue streams, as I speak about in our PowerPoint. The first revenue stream being oxide ore at San Martin, the regular ore we treat. The second is carbon ore, and the third is La Tortilla. So with all those three areas, those are our three revenue streams focused on, we're fully permitted for, except for La Tortilla, to proceed with that now. So that's the difference between production and exploration. They are within the same company, but they're two different efforts, if that makes sense to you.
So, Robert, Robert, for La Tortilla, I know that you mentioned the 10-year social license. That's a major step forward. For people who don't understand what exactly that is, how much does that de-risk the project, and how significant was that? And then how far are you in terms of what's the path forward? Do you have a realistic timeline that you're looking at?
So that a social license is a community agreement. We for the industries dubbed them social licenses, where the community agrees to allow you to conduct work there. The road that goes in is a federal road, but to make things go smoother and easy, it's better to have rapport or communication with community and the community be in agreement. So, and the government now, like most governments around the world, look for community approval or community communication and some sort of cohesive relationship between the community and the company in case of mining. And so that has been accomplished. The next is the MIA, MIA. It's impact on the environment. So we've made our filing and they've come back with 14 points to us. We fill out the 14 points and we go back to them and refile again. A natural process. It's holiday time everywhere in the world, so I would say end of September, October, I would expect to get that permit in place. I would expect. So that's a forward-looking statement for sure. But I don't see, there's nothing really, we're not building a tailings dam, we're not doing dry stack tailings, we're removing rock and shipping rock. So that's really it. We'll be drilling,
And
developing, that's all.
then you mentioned that La Tortilla, you're not building a mine. If you can, for our listeners who are maybe just tuning in to the Starcore story, how does that help with the permitting? Does it accelerate it? And then if you can just tell us a little bit about the plan on where you are shipping it.
Sure, it's a historical mine. So it used to be a mine. So there's a shaft and there's some infrastructure there. Now it's quite dated. It's probably 50 years old. So we have to upgrade the shaft. And there's these units which that you purchase, which are like a sleeve inside of a hole. You put the sleeve in and expand the sleeve, and it strengthens up the path down. So that needs to be done. And when you have a historical mine, there's generally cleanup. In this case, there'd be some cleanup, some tailings. And from that, we send that 2 hours by truck to San Martin. So we've identified the route, the road, the weight on the road. So the roads are all capable of taking it. All that planning has already taken place. So we're in the last stages of this permit called a MIA. Now, the difference is if you're building a mine, it's a much longer process because there's an impact on the environment. There's waste. What do you do with your tailings from the mine? In our case, at San Martin, we have our permit for our tailings, and what we operate there is dry stack tailings. So we take the tailings, we pump oxygen into it, we take the chemicals out, 92% of the chemicals out, and then we stack it. And it dries and it becomes a solid stack. And there is no tailings dam. The risk that the pile sloughs is a small risk because it sloughs means if it falls over, because there's no liquid. So if it falls over, that means the engineers have designed it wrong and we have to rebuild it. And that's it. So in that case, it's a much easier mining scenario for us. I mean, tailings dams, they have them all around the world, and there's, 99% of them are successful. But if you don't have to use them, I see it as an advantage. So that's La Tortilla in a nutshell.
Robert, you mentioned earlier about valuations for explorers. I guess you don't get the credit you deserve. Maybe I'm misunderstanding, but that's partly because you're also producing. I mean, if you can explain that a little bit, and just what's the solution? How do you get people to value correctly?
I don't know that, it's a correctly or I don't think that I don't think I've communicated strongly enough to the investing public that what the opportunity is that there's a large property that we own 100%, and it's a very large system, epithermal system. So those are known. We've compared it to five other mines in Mexico, being 43 years was the youngest or the life of that mine, and 110 and still running, which turned into a copper mine. There's that type of potential. So all the analysts or geologists we've had to the property have looked seriously, at the structure. There's many things that are in the positive for it. A, the fluid came after the rocks, so it leaves it wide open. We're talking about an event 450 million years ago. A second, we're very close to infrastructure, the main electrical system. It's already in place, the mine, the processing plant's in place. Now, what would be a negative? Well, it's heavily fault controlled. Faults are structures, and it makes it very hard to delineate a deposit. So people say small mine is as much work as a big mine, and I'm here to tell you it is. And they look at San Martin, and we've produced over 600,000 ounces in history from the mine. So it wasn't a million ounce deposit when we started, but we're certainly thinking that it's going that direction. So that's more when I look at valuation, I say you look at an exploration company, and some of them are, and I know because I have a very good portfolio of exploration companies and things that I like myself. And so I see the valuation, I think, oh, that's great. And so Starcore needs to communicate better its exploration opportunity and separate it from the production. And so that would be the difference. And so as we increase production and we start drilling and exploration, and through avenues such as interviews with Steve, I should be able to communicate more effectively the opportunity for shareholders. Does that answer that?
So is yeah the so what's the what I know that you talked about the faults and stuff, but in terms of the size, how big are we talking about, and how close is it? Is it, I mean, where are you exploring? Is it San Martin, La Tortilla area? I mean, if you can
Martin,
expand.
and it's if I'm standing at the plant and I look about a mile up the road to the left to the mountains, that's where we're focused on. And so the mine's underground. So underground, we're maybe half a mile away from where we're going to be drilling. So that's how close we are to infrastructure. But even it being since the property, I don't know how to explain it other than 10 by 13 kilometers or 12,992 hectares. So even if we go out 2 miles, or 3.5 kilometers, we still truck the ore down to the deposit. We don't have to build the infrastructure underground. We can take and use the ore pretty quickly. So that's the advantage. The same as drilling, because we're there 24 hours a day, because we have first aid people, we have two ambulances, because we have infrastructure operating as a mine, to do exploration for us is very less challenging than a pure exploration company. Because when they're setting up, they've got nothing, no infrastructure whatsoever, where we've got all the infrastructure, all that's needed. Power, water, gas, support staff, and samples. So there's an on-site lab because of production, which is an advantage in exploration, so that we will be producing results within 24 hours of. So if we start day one, the first 100 meters, the results of the first, say, 50 meters will be on day two. So we'll be able to turn the samples around in 24 hours so that we can see what we're doing. So we know we're getting results or the results that we want, and we can adjust our drilling. And that's definitely a huge advantage in exploration. Right now, labs are between 3 and 6 weeks to get results. So in sense, the geologists have to look down at the structure, look at the rocks, They can adjust from that if they see nothing, but it's they're not adjusting with 100% accuracy. When you get lab results and you can adjust your drilling for exploration in a 24-hour turnaround, it's a big advantage. So that's
So,
something.
Robert, sorry, go
Go
ahead.
ahead. No, I was going to say that's something that's another value, which that I forget to mention, is that we'll be able to turn that around. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Robert, if you can give us, the major milestones that you have set for the exploration side. I mean, when you say you're putting a lot of work into exploration, if you could expound on just kind of what kind of opportunity we're looking at here in terms of what's going into it.
Well, the opportunity is to expand the mine and the resource that we have, and to see what else is on the project. I mean, this type of system definitely is associated with copper. Whether that's there or not is another story, but it very much could be expanding the gold resource and the silver resource is a very big system. So when I say we've been spending a lot of time, we've been spending a lot of effort with the geophysicists, looking at the science, comparing old data, new data, building up in the database, the geological database, but orientated to exploration as opposed to production. So in the past, it was more focused on all focused on production, whereas now it's split apart and focusing in on exploration. So, and then milestones. Well, the milestones are come back to the three revenue streams, and that's on the production side. And then a milestone, which I haven't set, would be exploration. But I mean, I set a number of holes and what we want to do with it coming up. But I still have to wait because based on science, I have to wait for the results from the geophysicists and see what they say if they confirm what our geologists are thinking and what they've reviewed and put into the model. So a little bit is like an onion. You got the geologists, you got the geophysicists, you got the structural geologists. Everybody chimes in and everybody puts in their effort and their work to it, and you work on a central model, and from the model it will decide whether the best place to drill is.
Robert, for those who want to follow your story more closely, in terms of how do they do that, and what can StarCore investors look forward to in terms of the big picture, in terms of your overall vision of where you're taking the company?
So I'll start with the website, starcore.com, www.starcore.com, starcore.com. And the ticker is SAM on the TSX, SHVLF on the over-the-counter in the States. What can investors look forward to? Well, we're moving to those three revenue streams and exploration. Investors could very much look forward to the development of the company and the reinvestment of profits that are made into the company to build it into a bigger, better junior mining company. So that's something that we're committed to in building shareholder value.
For our listeners, while I'm not giving investment advice, I need to disclose that I am currently an investor of StarCore, as are my kids. Please do your own due diligence, reach out to Robert and follow their story. Really appreciate Robert and just the relationship that I've built with you here, for letting us continue to share your story, and for just it's a company that we're excited about here on our end, and look forward to continuing to follow your story here.
Great. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the questions because you always bring up things which that I forget to share with investors, like that the exploration side and the fact that we have infrastructure around us, the fact that we have a lab, and all those things that are extremely positive to achieving results. And so thank you for the questions as well.
Absolutely. And thanks for being our sponsor, and thanks for everything. We'll be in touch. Thanks, Robert.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Steve. Have a great day.
Bye.